Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches, and welcome to another live exclusive view. And tonight we have a very special guest here. Ambiance Evolution is in the building. That's right. We have our very first guest that has art rock and rock opera going insanely insane. That's right. And so tonight we have a couple of people that are already on the line. I see that you're waiting for Smooches to give you this special treat. We've been talking about it all week. We've been tweeting it. We've been on our IG about it. But, yeah, we have a trio that's coming out of Colorado, and that's Miss Amelia Petrie. And we also have Miss Katie Tall, as well as John Ward, the drummer on the backup. And I believe that's Amelia. If I didn't get it right out, I'm not sure. I think it's Amelia. But please forgive me, please, please. But, yeah, we've been having some technical difficulties tonight. But I'm hoping that right now everybody is on the line. Smooches. Smooches. Okay. For our loyal royals, the ones that have been with us all along, the one that we've been providing our listeners with shows of different bands, different groups, different rap groups, and also different alternative rap and rock groups. We've been giving them the exposure that we actually feel that they so dearly deserve. So could you please just bear with us? I do have my interns working overtime to provide us with the best quality sound that we can. But right now, I just have to say out there, smooches out there to our friends that we met this weekend at the 2015 Fleet DJs Conference. Classic, the CEO, as well as among others, was there this weekend. And I must tell you, it really looked like music is moving towards a really unified fabric. So, but yeah. So I'm hoping that we have our guests on the line. I'm getting so excited to be able to hear them, and I'm not quite sure, but smooches.
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Amelia.
Hi. This is Katie.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hello. Do we have smooches? Yes, we are.
I can barely hear smooches.
Yeah. Yes, I can. Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hello.
This is crazy. I can barely hear you.
Yes, we are. I can barely hear smooches.
Yes, me too.
Yes, I can. Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Smooches.
Oh, there you
smooches.
Are.
Hi.
I am so sorry. You know, this is really, you know, I don't know a lot about the technology, but I'm glad my interns got me in. I'm actually away. I'm not on location like I usually am. But hello, smooches. I think this is our beginning because I also had a little problem queuing up John's recording, and so I don't know if we want to start again next week and just have a fresh start, or if you guys want to actually at least introduce my listeners to you and your sound.
Oh, I'm free now if you are.
Well, I'm
yep.
ready, and my intern has told me that she is ready. She has at least one of them queued up. I'm not sure which one it is. So you guys are from Colorado, and you guys
yes.
have been doing music for quite some time. And I don't know if I'm talking to, did I get it right on the first intro, Amelia?
Yes, I'm Amelia.
Hi, Amelia. How are you? Now, Amelia,
hi.
I know that you gave me kind of like a background of everybody and told me a little bit about you guys have musical backgrounds. But how did you actually get your start? And as far as the opera part, I don't know too much about opera, but I know that there's a specific sound. So what's your sound and how long have you been doing this?
Well, actually, I've been singing since I was a child, and I first got into opera just
it sounded like fun. It was interesting. It was challenging. And I ended up getting my master's in it. But around the time that I met Katie in the early 2000s, I really burnt out of the whole process. It's very demanding and very hard to get into. And I didn't want to sing for a while. So we'd known each other for about 10 years before we actually started working together on music. So she needed some time and I needed some time. So that's where it is. And okay. I've been teaching a long time. So if you want to do a different genre, it's really not that hard to change. You want to sound like rock, it's a big technique. Really focused.
Okay, okay. And so that's that you actually do this for a living. This is not something that, you know, is a second career for you, but you kind of eat, breathe, and sleep it, sounds like.
Yes, I do now. I'm very fortunate to have a husband that's my benefactor. So I teach it.
I hope he's on the line. Smooch is out there to the benefactors. That just happens to be married to you, but yeah. Oh gosh. Okay. And so the thing I remember the most is that, like I said, opera has a specific sound. I know you said it's not hard to move from genre to genre, but like, I mean, putting a rock twang on a really, really classical type of music, and then bringing that and infusing that sound and bringing it to your listeners. I mean, does that ever become like a really difficult task to kind of like bring it all together, because you guys all each contribute in such a different way?
Katie, do you want to start?
Sure. Well, it's easier than you think because we have our miracle worker, John, the drummer. So...
okay.
What happens is I'll like come up with kind of a, you know, I'm classically trained piano player. So I know, you know, I've got chops to do like crazy classical piano type of stuff, which is a lot of arpeggiations, fast notes, scales, chords, all kinds of stuff. And you just kind of combine all those elements and you think of, you know, how do people write a rock song? Well, they think in chords and guitars and stuff like that. So that's kind of, Amelia adds the guitar after I, you know, do like a cool piano thing. And then she kind of adds the vocals, and then John ties it all together with the drums. So.
And so you guys just
like
know how to be.
I'm sorry?
I said, so you guys all kind of like bring it all together. It's not just one person doing it, but it's all the whole group as a whole bringing it together for one purpose, and that's to create your sound. I'm sorry. And so I guess I really wanted to play some of the recording that we have for John. He sent it in, and I have to apologize to my listeners, because to me, out of the trio, it's like you said, he's like the miracle worker. He brings in the percussions, and, you know, he brings in all that. And so I hate that he cannot be here tonight. And so Smith is out there to John Ward, the drummer of Ambiance Evolution. And tell me, you guys have the name. You know, it's always going to be a question you're probably going to answer from now to whenever you guys retire. But Ambiance or Ambience, and what is the evolution thing all about?
Katie,
do you want to take it?
Okay, I'll take it. Sorry, we aren't in the same room either. Yeah, I can take this one if you wish.
Sure.
Katie and I started bandying around names when we first started working together in the beginning of 2012. And I grew up partially in Montreal. So she was thinking of some cool French-sounding word, and ambiance, of course, kind of evokes a classical thought, but a progression, a mood that people want to have.
Okay.
And then John joined, and it seemed unkind to call ourselves a duo. So then we bandied some words about an ambiance evolution, because we are constantly progressing. We start cover band on our own stuff, so we have grown a lot in intent and sound and size, and we just grow more.
Wow. Well, I think you guys are definitely on your way to, you know, making a real landmark in music, especially with this. But I'm sure there are, like you said, you might be compared to Jork or Yes. But I think it's this individual sound. I've listened to it so much. But I want to get into the first piece, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed right now that this actually is spinning. And so I'm waiting on my interns. I'm looking. They're not ready yet. But I'm ready to get into the sound because I really want to introduce this to our listeners now. I'm not quite sure if you guys have been listening to some of our shows, but we definitely have a range of abilities as far as musical abilities, and we have a range of, like, artists and people who actually love to participate in the whole musical revolution. So for our listeners, we definitely kept telling them that this musical revolution, that ambiance evolution is definitely a part of it. So, but I'm looking for my interns. And I'm hoping that we'll play right now. And she's not even giving me a name. She's just giving me a one finger. So, but I want to. Here she goes.
Continue to live.
is. That was Quietly, Quietly. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece by Ambiance, Ambiance Evolution. Smooches, I need my colors back on the air.
Hi.
Hi, we're here.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay,
Hi.
Great. I wasn't sure if you were there the whole time, but I just, this is just a really interesting, interesting piece to me because I listen to all genres, but I felt like this piece right here, this is Quietly, Quietly. Am I correct? No one's giving me a fingers up over here.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. It's a score to me, but it doesn't sound like it needs to be very formal, but you could bring it anywhere. And I thought that you could definitely put this in a playable, your iPod, and or if anyone has those, or your phone, and definitely listen to this on a train ride somewhere, or you can, take it even, as far as, an event where people are at and people maybe, may want to kind of just vibe there. Tell me a little bit about Quietly, Quietly in the making of the sound.
Katie, you go.
Amelia's piece, he wrote the lyric, and there's a little piano groove in it, which I kind of expanded on. Stephen came up with sort of a drum groove as an idea, the basis. But, Quietly, Quietly is one of those songs, I think, out of all of our songs, it's my favorite. Because I think it just speaks to everybody. It really talks about the journey of life and what we all go through. We all go through doubts and fears and, trying to find that inner strength to survive. And not only survive, but really bloom and grow as a person throughout your life. And it's just such a haunting melody, a haunting sound to me, and yet it's such a positive song. It's, and like our genre, it's rock, quote unquote, rock opera, and people think about opera and classical music as things that really are not attainable to the everyday listener of the radio. But as you can tell from the song, it's totally not true. Everybody can kind of hear it and get a taste of what classical music can bring, what any kind of genre can bring to your life.
Smooches, that's so smoocherific, and I think that I don't need to say anything else. I just think that people want to get to know the people who do make music outside of the genre that they are typically probably prone to put in their players. But, it's to me, Quietly, Quietly is something that you can kind of take away, when you want to get away from, what else you do. But it's also something that you can constantly keep, kind of like digging into finding out about. So, but, oh, my goodness, let me see if we have time for another song. I know we have about 7 minutes left. And I'm going to have to just be the bigger person here, and I'm going to have to invite you guys back for part two, if that's possible, so that we can really uncover what's going on. And so, yeah, my listeners are all going crazy now. I think I'd like to bring you back.
Awesome.
Bring you back. And make sure this time we're going to have John live. Do not tell him we did not play his recording after all that work he did.
Well, thank you so much for having us on the air. We really, reading the description of what the show is all about, this is, you guys are part of what makes the, makes us keep going as musicians, that support and that strength in the community. So we really appreciate you inviting us and inviting us back for a part two.
Yes, part two, so that you guys can get a chance to listen to the yellow and get some of the sounds of that and some of the stuff that we'd like to share with you, including their other EP single, which is Home. So, but yeah, you guys are going to have to tune in, and I'm going to have to let you guys know on our Friday show, which starts at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays is all about financial independence, and it's all about the indie artist life. You guys need to know you need more than one stream of income, and you can definitely do it making music. But thank you so much, Ambiance Evolution, and I hope that our listeners will go online right now at Twitter and follow at Ambiance Evolute T. I think that's T-I at the end. But could you please tell our listeners right now where they could actually go and download some of your material?
It's at cdbaby.com/ambiance evolution. That's just our band name on cdbaby.com. Of course, on iTunes and on Amazon, as well as a couple of other places that CD Baby has put us on very kindly. So thank
yes,
you. I wanted to
please.
Thank you so much
yes,
for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. And we'll be contacting you to let you know when our second show is. And our listeners, please stay tuned to Smooches Radio for all of the indie artists out there, including the ones you've been checking for now as been partying as we do. Just know, why are you waiting for the other blog to do something new? Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches. Good night.
Thank you. Smooches.
Good night.